Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's move on to other major news regarding the Affordable Care Act on this New Year's Day. The 2.1 million Americans who will start getting health insurance coverage beginning today. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, more than 1.6 million of them signed up through federal and state exchanges in December alone. And then there are the orphans and ghosts, those people who think they signed up. Jay Hancock is a reporter at Kaiser Health News. And Jay, the people who signed up through the state and federal websites, but their info never got fully transmitted, they're being referred to as orphans, or the orphans of healthcare.gov. What's happened to them? What's their story?
Well, we don't fully know yet because today is D-Day, and we're going to see exactly how all this is playing out in the next couple of weeks. But the orphans are part of, I guess, what we can call the continuing, ongoing, imperfect rollout of the health law. As we all know, the computers didn't run very well. They have improved over the last few weeks. The administration kept moving back deadlines for sign-up to get coverage today, which is the, you know, day one when you can be covered under this four-year roll-up almost of the ACA. Pre-existing conditions, people who had their plans canceled. This is the day. There was this huge rush by the insurance companies to get everybody signed up. And while the front end of the computers seemed to be improving and working pretty well, you know, healthcare.gov, where you go on, you register, you put in your name, you make your payment, people are worried about the back end of the computer system, the part that talks to the insurance companies and gets your information to the health plan. And what people fear may be orphans are folks who signed up on the front end and all the information didn't quite make it to the insurance company. And so people are expecting situations. The insurance companies expect this. HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, expect this, that some people will seek coverage. They may go to a pharmacy today. They may need to go to the ER. They may need to go to a doctor this week, who will not have their insurance cards yet, and the insurance company may not even have a record that they are insured.
Well, let me ask you, so those are the orphans. Briefly, who then are the ghosts?
The ghost is something else that the industry is talking about, which is sort of the opposite problem, which is insurance companies are getting all these records, electronic files from healthcare.gov and the state-based marketplaces of people who are enrolled, and it is expected that some of these folks might not actually be enrolled at the insurance company. The insurance company may think it has customers that it doesn't really have, again, the fault being not totally precise computer software.
Right. So is the administration or the insurance companies, have they given you any sort of estimate on when the gap is going to be closed and all these issues with orphans and ghosts will be fully sorted out so everyone knows who is insured properly?
Yeah, I mean, that is the big question, and that's been the question of the ACA rollout all fall long, is how will it work? When will these issues get put to rest, and how many people will be enrolled? As you noted, about 2 million people have signed up in the private exchanges, which is different from the Medicaid expansion, which is another big part of Obamacare. And the administration has been expecting about 7 million people to be signed up. You have until March 31st to sign up if you're uninsured, to get insurance and not be penalized on your tax form. But it's never been done before. Mm-hmm. It's hugely complex computer systems, legislation. We have this litigation going on that we just talked about, and it's unclear when it'll all get sorted out. What everybody is saying, insurance companies, pharmacies, HHS, yeah, is that we will work with you. We want to make this work. Insurers are giving people up until January 10th to pay. Pharmacies are saying, yep, if you don't have your card, it'll be okay. So it's an open question.
Well, Jay Hancock is a reporter at Kaiser Health News, bringing us up to speed on the so-called orphans and ghosts of the Affordable Care Act on January 1st. Jay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.